We're up to Simon Tov Mem Zayin Sif Hey. We'll be spending a few days on this Sif. Tov Mem Zayin Sif Hey is referring to food that was prepared before Pesach for Pesach, and they were not careful to do it especially for Pesach. And I was buying things that are not really chametz stick, but they may have been prepared in a way that they could have absorbed some chametz, and we'll see what that is, and whether or not one can use it for Pesach. Now, we're beginning with the beginning of Sif Hei, but the truth of the matter is that this is all the Shitas HaMachaber. We're going to be seeing later that the Rama actually argues with this. So let's begin with the Shitas HaMachaber, which for Ashkenazim is not Halacha L'maisa. So the Machaber begins Sif Hei, Boser Yovesh Ugvina V'dogim. Dried meat, cheese, and fish, Shenimlechu Kodom HaPesach, that were salted before Pesach, V'lo Nizru Behem, and one was not careful with them. Now, what does this mean? This is referring to, number one, that they were salted in regular chametz kelim. Second, lo nizaru behem, the salt was not special salt that was set aside for Pesach. And it may be that there was a crumb or two in the salt. The Machaber nevertheless holds mutter li ochlam b'Pesach. The Machaber sheet is that it is mutter to eat this on Pesach. Now, what's pshat in this? So the first principle is, and let's talk about what exactly the transfer of taste is when you salt things. There's a halacha of maliach karoteach, that anytime something is salted, it is considered as if it is hot. Roteach means hot, very much like when something is roasted. It has the properties of roasting with regard to its ability to transfer taste. That's one principle. A second principle is kavush kumavushal. That is that if something is soaked in a liquid for 24 hours, it has all the properties of bishul, of actual cooking. There is tzli and there is bishul. Now, going back to the first one, which is malicha, which is the equivalent of tzli, so the rule is that unlike fisha, malicha does not have the ability to draw flavor that has been absorbed into a keli. This is the rule of ein malicha lekelim lahaflit, that malicha, salting, does not have the ability to extract taste that is absorbed into a keli. Consequently, if you went and salted your meat, your fish, your cheese, you salted this in a pot, the halacha is that it will not be able, it will not have the ability to draw the taste out of it. And this would even be if the pot would be a ben yomo, meaning that within 24 hours it was actually used for chametz. Nevertheless, this would not have the malicha would not have the ability to draw out the chametz. Now, the second rule is, what happens if something was soaked in a keli, meaning it was sitting in a puddle. So here, let's say again, the case of the meat, the fish, the cheese, it was sitting in water in a keli. So there, the problem is kvisha. And kvisha, unlike malicha, does have the ability to extract. So number one, we have a rule of stam kelim einam b'nei yoman. We say that your average keli was not used within 24 hours, and therefore we can assume that this keli was not used for chametz within 24 hours, unless you're sure otherwise. And therefore, we do not say that the kvisha will extract anything, because after 24 hours, we said the keli becomes nosen tam lefgam, the taste in it is off, and therefore whatever is absorbed into the food now would not be considered chametz. Well, we already learned that on Pesach itself, we are machmer with nosen tam lefgam before Pesach, since this was done in preparing the food before Pesach, that would not be problematic. Now, then the Mishnah Berurah goes on further. What happens if the keli was a ben yomo? So with regard to malicha, that's not a problem because we say that malicha does not have the ability to extract flavor anyway. How about kvisha? The fact that it was soaked should give it the ability to extract it. And this time the keli was a ben yomo. But we saw that how long does it take for soaking to extract flavor? That takes 24 hours. Now, by the time it was able to extract the flavor, 24 hours later, the keli could not have been a ben yomo from the chametz, because if you used it for chametz before you started soaking it, so the clock started then, and the 24 hours were over before it soaked for 24 hours. We are somach on this b'di'evid. We will see later there's a bir halacha that wants to be machmir in certain situations. However, the halacha is the b'di'evid, it is mutter, and the machaber is going with this. that after it's been soaked, for 24 hours, even if it was a ben yomo, we do not consider it nosen tam l'shvach, we consider it nosen tam l'fgam, and it would not be able to answer anything. So once again, the mechaber shita is that whether it was that your food, your non-chametz food, your meat, your fish, your cheese, was salted in a keli that is chametz stick, or sat in a puddle in a keli that was chametz stick, the halacha would be that the food itself is mutter, if this happened before Pesach, because ein malicha lekelim lahaflit, malicha, the salting does not draw out the flavor, and even kvisha would only take place after 24 hours, and by then we say that whatever taste you had inside the keli was already nosen tam l'fgam. And under all circumstances, if you don't know that the keli was used within 24 hours, our assumption is that it's an eino ben yomo. Now, with regard to the issue of soaking, where we say that it takes 24 hours, the truth of the matter is that there are exceptions to this. There is a halacha of kvisha betzir. Kvisha betzir is what happens if you salt something and put it in a pot, and the salt is extracting liquid. This very strong brine, that very strong salted liquid that is extracted from something when you do salt it well, that is called tzir. If something sits in a puddle of tzir, the amount of time that it takes for something to boil on the fire, it is already considered kavush. So that although the halacha is that kvisha is in 24 hours, that's only when you're dealing with a regular liquid. When you're dealing with tzir, when you're dealing with that liquid that is extracted by way of salting, in other words, if it was not sitting in a puddle of water, it was sitting in a puddle of the brine that was extracted by way of the salt, there we say that it has the ability to absorb in no time. It has the ability to absorb in the amount of time that it takes for something to boil, which is not very long. So here, if the keli was a ben yomo, there would be a problem. If the keli was a ben yomo, then it is extracting the taste from the keli. Unlike malicha, kvisha does have the ability. Kvisha in sir does not take 24 hours, so it's nosen tam l'shvach if the keli was a ben yomo, and here it would actually be aser. The Mishnah Berurah does say that b'makom hefsid, you can rely on those who say that even in sir it takes 24 hours for it to absorb. Again, we are still going within the shita of the mechaber. Now, we go further. In a case where you have malicha, you salted your meat, your cheese, or your fish, and it was also sitting in a puddle at the same time. So now what we say is like this. Even if the keli was a ben yomo, so what we want to say is that you have tzir over here that is extracting the flavor. When you have tzir coming out of a food that is salted, and there is other water sitting there also. So again, you salted it, and it's sitting in a puddle of water too. We say that the puddle of water is actually going to weaken the ability of the salt to extract anything before 24 hours. So once again, this is going to be called nosen tam l'fgam. This is all before Pesach. On Pesach itself, even according to the Mechaber, that's going to be problematic. So now let's go further in the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, Mihu, dogim meluchim hashruim b'mayim b'pesach b'kli chametz. If you're talking about salted fish that are sitting in water on Pesach in a chametz keli, yesh lahachmir lizor mehem, that the Mechaber is moda that one should not eat on Pesach, b'pnei sheim bolim b'pesach b'pleitis ha-kelim, because they're being bolea on Pesach from whatever the kelim are giving out. The chametz b'pesach b'mashu, and chametz on Pesach is in a mashu, meaning there's no bittel. In other words, here we're saying that even if there's a mashu of chametz that got absorbed into it while it is soaking there, it would not be bittel, because this is on Pesach itself. So on Pesach, the halacha is that we are afraid that even if you have liquid in a keli, but we're dealing with salted meat, fish, or cheese, we are afraid that on Pesach, the salt causes it to extract a little bit from the keli. And as a result of that, it will be able to aser everything on Pesach. So if it happened before Pesach, even though a little bit may be extracted, but that's batel b'shishim. There's no din of mashu. There is Torah's bittel before Pesach. But if this happened on Pesach itself, or you allowed it to continue to soak on Pesach itself, there it would be aser. Now, what happens if it was not in a puddle? It was salted, but you find that there was no tzir that came out of it, and there was no water there. It was completely dry. Salted meat, cheese, fish that was sitting in a chametz pot over Pesach. More than that, what if it's not salted? You find kosher lePesach food that was accidentally placed in a chametz container. According to the Mechaber, there's absolutely no problem with it, even if it was there for 24 hours, even if it was salty, as long as it wasn't sitting in a puddle, because ein malicha lekelim lahaflit, we say that malicha does not have the ability to extract anything, not even a mashu, from that keli, which is chametz. Now, the Magen Avraham brings down that herring is considered charif, and unlike simple salted fish, herring, because it's so much sharper, it's stronger, we say that even if it's sitting in a puddle of water, that is not mevatel the korach hamelach, that will not compromise the ability of the salt in it to extract flavor from the keli. So even if you're dealing even if it's before Pesach, if it's a keli that is a ben yomo, we would say that the sharpness of the herring will absorb something from the keli. Not only that, but lechatchila, even if the keli is an eno ben yomo, you shouldn't really be using this for Pesach, and you certainly shouldn't be lechatchila planning on preparing your herring in a keli chametz for Pesach itself. And not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'eved, although we're makel in a keli eno ben yomo, but in a keli ben yomo we would be machmer. So once again, in the case of herring, because herring is so strong, we say that even though it was sitting in a puddle of water, that would not have the ability to weaken the power of the salt on the fish from being bolea, and therefore, if the keli was a ben yomo, it is aser even b'di'eved. If the keli was an eino ben yomo, the halacha would be that it is mutter b'di'eved, but only b'di'eved.